Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
There was a story in the American Journal of Emergency Medicine. Apparently, nearly 39,000 hospital visits happen every year related solely to rectal foreign bodies
being
stuck or having injured somebody in some way. No surprise, most patients are middle-aged males, because of course. More than half involve sex toys. The rest fall into a category best described as, how could that even happen? I remember what we talked about a few months ago about that person who had a thermos jammed up in there.
Oh, yeah.
And we were trying to determine if it was like a full-size job site thermos or a smaller thermos. But either way, any size thermos is too big of a thermos to be in a butt.
That's why we go to our chief correspondent, Grady Judd, to give us the details.
Okay.
We arrested Walter Freimier. We got a call that he was naked inside of a restroom at a public park. So we ask, is he naked or buck naked? You know, you can be naked and still have your socks on. But if you're buck naked, you're totally naked. Well, anyway, our deputy gets there. The dude's got all of his clothes on. So we're nice, and we send him out of the park.
We're nice.
Caressing.
And trespass him and tell him, we're not going to arrest you, even though people saw you here without any clothes on. We're going to give you a break. So what does he do? He goes across the street and hops up on the railroad train track and trespasses again. So the deputy arrests him. We find out he's already got 25 prior arrests and been to state prison 5 times.
That's a lot.
Wow, that is.
So not only is he trespassed, we've got him in possession of meth. You ain't gonna believe this.
So we
put everybody through a body scanner to make sure that they're not trying to bring guns and knives and drugs into the jail. He brought a thermos into the jail.
Whoa.
That's right. Whoa. He put it up the exit ramp. You know what?
He did put it up the exit ramp. And
wow.
So while it's not a full-size job site thermos,
it's like a 20-ounce.
I mean, it's a good size. It's a good size thing that's shoved up in there.
A thermos about this size.
Drink out of it.
He's got like a Yeti tumbler, and he just drink. I don't know why that seems so gross that he would say. I guess it's just because your mind is like, that came out of that man,
yeah,
and now he's drinking out of it.
It did.
No, it wasn't this one.
I know.
We saw that, and we said, dude, what are you doing here? He said, well, I put that inside my body, and he didn't swallow it 24 hours earlier. Butt. The deputy saved his life.
Okay, so aside from that, what's wrong with meth?
It allows you to do amazing things with your body.
That's what I hear. Yeah.
It really does.
If you're not on meth, you can't fit a thermos up there.
It's so much harder sober.
They had to find a specialist. It was quite the ordeal.
What kind of a specialist? Yeah, like, is the specialist one of those glass replacement guys that has those special suction cups? He's gonna, like, go fist first. Just to slowly pull?
Yes, I'm a rectal extrication specialist.
I mean, for real, like, how do you, like, what kind of a specialist do you call in?
Butt plunger.
So some of the other terrible items found in people's butts in the last year. These are different cases. A full shampoo bottle listed twice, once blamed on boredom. So that person came in 2 times. A baseball documented with the explanation to see what it felt like. Think about, I mean.
That's a round.
A baseball. I mean, I've had bowel movements that hurt so bad, and they were not baseball-sized. I can't imagine putting a baseball. A corn cob holder. Oh, that's not very big, but very
it's spiky.
Very spiky.
Oh, is it the spiky things? Or
I assume
is it like the little boats that you can set it down in?
Oh, I don't know. I assumed the spiky things, but I don't know. A turkey baster.
That makes sense.
Lose grip on that, yeah, probably had slippery fingers. Yeah. You don't want to do a wine stopper. Yeah, easy to lose.
Oh, yeah.
I put a chain on it. A plastic cleanser bottle filled with liquid. Eyeglasses. How do you get glasses up there?
And what makes you think that's going to feel good?
Yeah, I mean, of all the things that you're sitting around, like, looking at your nightstand or your countertop or somewhere in your bathroom, and you go, I'm going to settle on eyeglasses. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see what happens when I put eyeglasses in my rectum.
No, they tripped and fell on their nightstand, and it just happened to
Yeah, probably.
There.
I'm sure that's what they said. I'm sure all of these is a rock. Okay. Two pencils, like regular number two pencils.
Well, yeah, they probably did Ticonderoga. They wanted to see what leather they could get to.
Or were they those novelty pencils that you get at Niagara Falls?
Where they're like a foot long.
Yeah, and you know, an inch in diameter. Who knows? A vape pen, a flashlight, a battery-powered light, a film canister. You wouldn't want to lose that in you. A rectangular travel toothbrush, a dog chew toy, uncooked pasta.
Okay.
Well, I guess if you don't have hot water.
What shape, though?
Rigatoni.
Oh, that's a good point. Uncooked pasta. Yeah, is it spaghetti? Is it linguine? Or is it, you know, like a rotini?
Or is it like sheets of lasagna?
Yeah, I would like more information on what uncooked pasta was put into somebody's rectum. An egg. That's impressive.
Hard-boiled or not?
I'm not sure.
It could be stronger now.
Marbles got lost up there. Okay, oh, that's not very impressive. I mean, they're pretty small, but I can see how they'd get lost. Hard to keep a grip on a marble. a sandal. Somebody put a sandal in there? I don't care even if you have small feet. I don't care if that's a kid's sandal. Like, you shouldn't put sandals in your butt. A doorknob.
While it was still on the door?
I don't know. That's a great question, tough. Steve. Would you imagine how hard it would be getting to the ER with a door stuck in your butt?
It's just like, you're just swinging your arms. Like,
yeah, I can't get it out,
like,
you know?
Like the weight of the door would eventually
I don't know.
Doors are strong these
and
days.
And what kind of a...
Right.
Like, is it a true knob or was it one of the newer handles? You know, I could see how that would get stuck.
That angle would be interesting.
Yeah, it'd be hard to get that out of there. Beard clippers wrapped in plastic. Okay, well, at least they tried to keep the poo off of them. Oh, in this case, it was cited as constipation relief.
Oh, yeah. You know, you got to open up a little bit, let the air out.
So I guess the person hadn't been able to go in a while. So they thought, I know, I'll put my beard clippers in a plastic bag, turn them on, and try to vibrate the poo out.
Oh, I mean, it's not a terrible idea.
I mean, you know, worse ideas have been had. A light bulb inserted glass side first. Come on, we live in a world of LEDs. You can at least get a plastic bulb now. You don't have to use a glass one.
Of course.
But I guess if you want the thrill, a plastic coat hanger altered so the person could drive to the ER. What?
Wait. What does that mean? Is that
they like cut it? Maybe
it must have been, yeah, so that it could be in there well enough so that they could still get into the car. A corn cob style pipe.
Oh, that's old timey.
Oh,
that's
man. Nice. Yeah, making Popeye proud. Oh, and a thermos discovered during a police body scan, the one that we were just talking about, no doubt. Anyway, what's been stuck in you?
I had a wire stuck in my jaw, stuck in my mouth for about 30 years. Because back when I was probably, I don't know, I think I got braces when I was like 11 or 12.
Okay.
And I remember one time my braces had these, like, I think it was in conjunction with the headgear or whatever, but there were like springs on the side.
Mm-hmm.
So when you put the headgear on, it would like pull, you know, there would put tension on whatever. I don't know exactly what it did.
I had springs with mine too.
Right.
And sometimes it's just to create space or whatever as your teeth shift.
Yeah. One of the springs, I remember it had popped off, or part of it had popped off, but it actually threaded itself into my jaw.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
I remember being in a ton of pain and
having
to go to the orthodontist, and they were like, okay, so they clipped it and they were like, yep, don't worry, we got it all out. But then every time I went to the dentist for the next 20 some years, when I'd get x-rays on a yearly basis, there would be this white like line. This like squiggly
That's
line
so
that
weird.
Would show up, and every dentist was like, "What is this?" And they're like feeling in my cheek. They're like, "Is it something in your tongue? Is it this or that?"
I'm honestly shocked that it took that many dentists that many years to go, "Hey, do you ever have braces?"
Yeah,
you know, like something that would make some amount of sense. Like, is it your tongue? No, it's a wire.
So then I finally had to get a root canal or something. Oh no, I think it was. After I had gotten a root canal, the tooth that they did the root canal in ended up cracking.
Okay.
So they were like, well, we can do this or this. I was like, pull that thing out.
Okay.
And I said, while you're in there, can you root around and see if you can find this wire? And it was, yeah, maybe 3 or 4, maybe 5 years ago that I remember the dentist was like, oh, yeah, there's that wire we've been looking at on the x-rays for the last couple of years. And he pulled it out. It was this like little rusty inch long wire that had just been sitting in there decaying for years.
It's shocking that it didn't cause some kind of issue.
Yeah.
Like some kind of inflammation or an infection or whatever. Ugh. That's amazing. All right. Well, we'll take your calls. 1-800-947-3979. It does not, obviously, as Steve's story was, does not have to be what has been stuck in your butt. If it has been, that's a great story, too. Mm-hmm. But we're just looking in general. What has been stuck in you? Something that got there and cannot be gotten out by conventional means, like tweezers.
Oh, there are some crazy texts.
I'm sure there are some crazy ones. We'll get to the text. We'll get to your calls as well. What has been stuck in you?
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.